This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says that he called off military strikes against Iran Thursday night, just minutes before they were set to happen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports there's some questioning about the president's timeline.
About a half hour before, the president says the military asked for final approval. He asked how many people might die and waved them off after being told 150, saying he didn't think the toll was proportionate. That raises questions about why the president would have learned about possible civilian deaths only at the last minute. Military officials would ordinarily share that well ahead of time. Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson worries about what he calls the president's impulsive decision making.
Perhaps there is some logic that he understands in his madness, but it's driving the American people crazy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she got no heads up that strikes were imminent and is pleased they did not happen. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
U.S. airlines have been told to avoid Iran. Now, as Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports, some European and Asian airlines are choosing to do the same thing without being told.
Late Thursday, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration banned American carriers from the area. KLM, Lufthansa, Qantas, and British Airways, among others, to follow suit voluntarily. On Friday morning, online flight trackers showed planes skirting the forbidden zone, among them aircraft from Malaysian Airlines. It is still scarred by the shooting down of one of its planes over Ukraine in 2014. That is not the only historic precedent for caution. In 1988, a US warship shot down an Iranian airliner over the Gulf in what Washington said was an accident. Now avoiding the region means canceling or rerouting hundreds of flights a day.
Julian Satterthwaite of Reuters. This is VOA News. Chinese President